Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. What is up? Hey, I want to share with you how I lost 300 grand and couldn't be more excited about it. On today's Everyday Saturday podcast, keep it real, keep it raw, legit, authentic. None of the posing, man. We don't accept posers inside the Everyday Saturday community. And it's all good in the hood. Yesterday, inside the Momentum Club, I did a Facebook Live video like I do every time. Every day I do this podcast, I jump inside the Momentum Club and I do a live video to kind of give the rest of the story. And yesterday I did it backwards. I did the video and now today I'm doing the podcast. Rental property back in my hometown of Bradford, PA. Love Bradford. Very proud to be a Bradfordian. Small town, northwestern PA. About an hour and a half east of Erie. About an hour and a half south of Buffalo, New York, right on the New York PA border. Grew up there. Mom raised me on 9 Elm Street. Raised all 8 of us by herself on 9 Elm Street. And love it. Gave the commencement address to Bradford High School last year. Was the highlight of my career, of my speaking career, to be able to go back home and deliver the graduation commencement address to the class of 2017. Just amazing. First time I'd been back to Bradford High School in 31 years. I own rental property back there. And I started buying property back there in 2002. And I went to a real estate course here in Cincinnati in 2002. Those of you that know that story, I share it often about how it really launched my career. Actually, it just launched my thinking, just my mindset about how I could control a lot of real estate with no money down and just start thinking about how to do that. There really is something to thinking and growing rich. Thinking and growing rich. Because if you can think, which most people can't do, it's very difficult to actually think. That's why most people don't engage in it. Most people think about politics and beach houses and all this stuff. I'm just thinking about the actual process, the components of growing wealthy. And it starts with networking. And it starts with being able to actually do a complete sentence, like a verb, a noun, adjectives, speaking, and visualizing all of that. Very few people, again, can communicate well. It's just sad. Today, it's text messaging, LOL, TY, TTYL, all this stuff. Like, hey, go have a conversation with somebody, a real conversation with a real person. They're not going to yell at you like they do on Twitter. They're going to actually engage, and they want to know more about you. In 2002, I went to a real estate course, and I actually did what they taught us to do. And I started going out there and shaking some trees and seeing if anything would fall out, and found a guy back in my hometown that wanted to sell 40 units, hold some of the paper back. Blah, blah, blah. Back in the day, with a 720 credit score, you could basically sign your name with a good credit score, and you're off and running with a bank loan. So I borrowed 300 grand my first shot. It was pretty cool. And then again, I bought some more from the same gentleman about 3 years later. And before I knew it, within 3 years, I was controlling 40 rentals, like 40 real estate rentals, which is really cool. But the problem was I was 500 miles away. Long story made short. I wanted to phase out. And recently, over the last 3 years, I was starting to stress out really bad because Susan was born and required all of our attention. Plus this, my Every Day is Saturday brand. I mean, this is where my bread is buttered. Like, this is where I feed my family. And I was finding myself pumping all my money back into these rentals for evictions and trying to keep them up and code inspections. And hey, it's all my fault. I let them go. I mean, I couldn't afford to do all there was to do with my family, with my Everyday Saturday brand, with my speaking business, and keep rental property up 500 miles away, pay a property manager. And look, I probably went through a half dozen property managers that probably stole collectively 15 to 20 grand cash from me as well. Just a lot of that stuff going on. My fault. I own it all. Why do I own it all? Because I made the decision to get into this business. Nobody else. It's not like somebody forced me to do it. I wanted to do it. And, you know, here's the thing. You've heard stories about me buying a Quiznos and losing $300,000, buying rental property, losing $300,000, getting on stage and making $100,000 in an hour. That's the journey of the entrepreneur, man. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. Some days you're sideways, neutral. That's the journey. If you don't like that, if that gives you heartburn, don't get in the game. Stay out of the game. Because you want freedom, but you don't want what comes with the freedom. You don't want to pay the price along the way that goes with the freedom. Hey, I want to launch my brand and make and be rich. Yeah, it ain't going to happen, man. You can watch all those videos on YouTube you want that show you how to make money in 90 days. That's not happening for you. So you can go to that podcast and get that smoke blown up your backside. It ain't happening on this one. I will tell you one thing, though. It's worth it. Every single struggle, it's worth it. Every person who stole from me, it's worth it. Why? Not only did it bring me, it brought me through the process. It pulled me through the process. It brought me to Christ because I forgave all of them. The power of forgiveness is huge, man. When you forgive people and you put that on God to take care of and not you, you don't have to worry anymore. Like, there's no retribution. There's no revenge. You don't worry about it. You move on. There's so much in your windshield waiting for you moving forward. Looking in your rearview mirror, that's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is the big windshield that's looking forward. And that's what all of this process has allowed me to do. And so in January, I had three more properties I wanted to get rid of, a four-unit and a three-unit. And this is a small town of 8,000 people. The economy is stagnant, if anything, probably declining a little bit. Not a lot of people are going to – there's not going to be a lot of outside investors wanting to buy real estate near. So I listed all seven units for about $95,000. Now, even if you're not in real estate, these things cash flow. $90,000 for all seven units is a joke. I probably should have thrown it out on my podcast at the time, anybody wanting to buy. But anyway, I just put it on a Google Doc. No photos, not one photo. No website, no landing page, no nothing. Just I put it on my Facebook page. Hey, I'm getting rid of these for pennies on the dollar. Click here. And it was a Google spreadsheet with just nothing but numbers on it. Wouldn't you know, a gentleman from St. Louis, of all places, like I've never even been to St. Louis, reached out to me, Facebook Messenger, within an hour and said, I want them. Really? Yeah, I want them. Can I ask why you'd want to buy rental property in a town 1,500 miles away or 1,000 miles from you never even heard of? Yeah, the numbers look good. That's it. That's all it took. We're done. I don't own a minute. I don't own any of these anymore. Last year, a local realtor in town, Kathy, did a great job finding a few people that wanted to buy the others. I'm done. I'm out of the 40 units. What does that mean? Well, I think when it's all said and done and the dust settles, I probably sold them all for around $430,000. I probably paid over $700,000 for them. And, you know, just looking at that, you'd think, damn, that was a loss. Nah, it really wasn't. When you own real estate for 15 years plus, there's a lot of expenses you legally run through your Schedule C. And I would encourage everybody to get to at least own some real estate in your lifetime. Don't let this podcast scare you. There's also phantom income known as depreciation that you can claim. And it's something that real estate investors run through as well. Legally, look, this is it's legal to avoid taxes. It's illegal and criminal to evade taxes. Avoiding taxes is setting up tax shelters such as real estate that allow you to claim depreciation on your tax return. Money that when I was a corporate stiff, when I was a corporate stiff, here's what I thought. W-2. Get my W-2. These are my earnings and my wages. Send it into the government. You know, you can deduct your mortgage interest on your primary residence and any kind of, you know, whatever you got, home office, and everybody tries to do that stuff. And there you go. Now, when you're an entrepreneur, you could still have a job, a W-2, but now you've got all of these other side expenses that you're running through your Schedule C that flow through. And by, you know, the end of it, you may not owe any tax at all. For many, many years, legally. And so instead of paying $10,000 in taxes over the course, like if you're at a 30% tax rate and you're making $50,000 a year, you're paying $15,000 in taxes. Now, let's say you're at a 10% tax rate and you're making $50,000. You're paying $5,000. What if you paid nothing? That's real money. That's $5,000 back in your pocket. That's what I started to see when I was a corporate stiff buying real estate. And I'm like, wow, this stuff offset all my corporate tax, all my W-2. All of it. I was making $100,000. I was on the hook for about $25,000 a year in taxes. I might have paid $5,000 legally, saved $20,000. What does that mean? That means most people get a 5% raise in the corporate gig, if they're lucky, every year. that's $5,000 when you're making $100,000. I made four times that just in depreciation and expenses flowing through my tax return. Now, some of this might make sense. None of it might make sense. All I'm saying is that don't look at somebody who lost $300,000 over the course of 15 years and say that was a failure. It was a success on so many levels. The people I was able to meet back in my hometown that rented from me, you know, people that needed just a roof over their head that I gave a free rental to for many months at a time. And, yeah, the struggle, too. The people that stole from me, cut copper pipes out of my building, just went and scrapped them. I mean, I could share all the horror stories with you, but I wouldn't trade 1 minute of that experience. And so that's what I wanted to share with you today, that just by putting that silly spreadsheet out on my Facebook page, my personal page, by the way, I didn't promote the post, nothing. That's what happens when you just don't give a crap. Just say, look, I'm not here to pretend like I've got $1 million in real estate. I'm not here to pretend like I've got anything other than what I got, man. You want these rentals? Take them from me. I want to move on. And that's exactly how I positioned it. That's the power of not being a poser. That's the power of being authentic, of sharing who you really are and not trying to pretend like you're somebody else, like you've got all this money, you've got this lifestyle. You got what you got. And most people would kill to got what you got. I know that. Most people would kill to have what you have, saying it properly. But don't try to be somebody that you're not, man, because you know what's going to happen? I would have never sold these rental properties and gotten rid of them in less than 12 months. It took me 15 years to accumulate them all. But at 12 months, they're gone, and I'm out of the business entirely from being 500 miles away, being a property manager from 500 miles away, being a landlord, and all the headaches and heartaches that come with that. I'm done. Now I can focus on this. Focus on building my Everyday Saturday brand, which is absolutely, let me tell you, the changes coming down the pike and the cool new stuff in the next 30 to 60 days, it's going to blow your mind. Just watch. Just watch. Just watch. Mark my words. Don't take just this podcast, but mark my words, man. Watch it start to take place in the months of April and May of 2018, and your socks will be going up and down. That much, I promise you. So stay in the game. Don't get down. Don't let adversity get you down. Let it grow you. Grow through the process. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.